I think most of us would accept that video is an excellent way to communicate. It's a really good tool, whether it's for showing off a new product or even having a person communicating their passion and enthusiasm for a subject. It's great for screencasts, it's great for conferences and teaching, it's great for lots of different reasons. And yet, a surprisingly large number of content-heavy websites lack video. Video can communicate a message so much quicker than text and in so much more of an engaging way. So why is it that so many content sites seem to avoid video? They'll include loads of text, they'll include loads of imagery, but video less so. It strikes me as strange, really, that in an age of broadband connection, in an age where it's so easy to produce video, there is a lack of it on our websites. Now, I suspect that you reacted to me then saying, in an age where it's so easy to produce video, because in our minds, I don't think it is easy. In reality, it is. But in our heads, we have this perception that video is hard. I think it's because we have this perception that video that goes on our website should be super high quality, that it should be almost TV-like. However, I want to challenge that. I don't think web video has to be high quality, and there is a proven track record behind this. Some of the most successful video podcasts, for example, are very, very low quality. One of the early pioneers of web video was a podcast called Dignation. And Dignation was two guys sitting on a sofa talking to a static camera. That was it. Nothing very special at all. Also, there are lots of examples of highly successful websites that are, to be frank, damn ugly. Look at something like Craigslist, a horribly ugly site, but it's effective. There are a lot of other sites like it as well. So good design doesn't always equate to popularity. High production values doesn't necessarily equate to a successful video or website or indeed anything else. The quality of a video that you produce isn't necessarily going to define whether or not it is accepted by users. What matters most of all to users is the quality of the content, is what you're saying and what you're doing in the video that is far more important than how polished it is. In fact, there is an argument to be said that more polished videos actually are more likely to be rejected by clients. And that's because we've learned as a culture to be somewhat cynical of things that are too polished. Things like TV advertising is very slick, is very well done, but we've learned to reject it entirely. There is something about the rawness and almost amateur nature of some of the video on the web that gives it an appeal, that gives it a trustworthiness and a value that maybe we don't attribute to something that's more polished. Really, all we need to produce video is, frankly, a basic video camera. There is nothing more to it than that. In fact, you can even use your iPhone. The iPhone these days has got a really quite good high quality, HD video camera. And that's perfectly adequate to start recording basic video and posting on your site. There's also some great, very cheap screen capturing tools that you can use to record screen demos of stuff. Whether it be a piece of software you want to show off or a tour of your factory, producing video is actually very straightforward and there's no reason why you can't start to experiment with it. I'm not saying you start a video podcast, but you can certainly post some video to your site and see how people react to it. I suspect the quality of it in terms of production values will be quite low on the list. There are two things, however, I would watch out for when it comes to video. First of all, make sure you have good quality audio. If people are going to complain about anything, it will be that they can't hear people properly. So make sure that you have a decent mic and that you can hear people clearly on the video. The second thing you might want to look out for is lighting. Lighting is much more important than having a decent camera. If you light something well, and it is well lit in a nice, clear outside environment, that will go down a lot better and it will make the quality of the video much higher. Beyond that, You don't really need to do much. If you want to get fancy, sure, have a couple of cameras so you can cut backwards and forwards between multiple cameras. That works well if someone is stumbling over their words in an interview or waffling a lot. It makes it so much easier to cut between cameras and cut out the bits that are unnecessary. But really, that's a bonus. Raw, easily produced video is perfectly acceptable to most users, and you'll find that they respond to it very well. Give it a try and see for yourself.